Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So today was really a great day. We were able to work collaboratively to create a resolution highlighting exactly what the community vulnerabilities and priorities are. So this goes back to a number of weeks and months even where our smaller group got together. We researched a lot of the information on what's impacting our region, as well as dialogue amongst other practitioners on what really is a highlight. And a public hearing that we had as well really focused on the youth. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to pass a resolution today, making sure that's a part of our CBA for this upcoming fiscal year.
What does that mean with this resolution being passed? What does that mean for the youth?
Well, one, it really puts a spotlight on the needs of the youth. We recognize that there are a number of issues that they face, their own experiences of whether it's looking at opportunities to move forward in a career, selecting a career path, post-secondary careers, and then also just opportunities on safe spaces and places where they could just be youth or kids. We also notice a lot of youth are going through different transitions, whether that's in their home life, whether that's transitioning out of different types of care. So we want to make sure that as a community benefits oversight committee, we highlighted that need in the resolution.
Teddy, as far as the post-construction updates go, do you really think you're making headway with Legends, you know, meeting them and doing things to kind of maintain or reach those goals that you really want to reach?
Yeah, absolutely. We recognize that our post-construction goals are definitely lofty, right? And so was the construction. But as you saw in the data, through our efforts, our collaborative efforts with the various stakeholders, we're at 38.7 on the construction side. So the communications, the works that we're doing with Legends, we're not trying to shape and shift things that are drastically different from the process that we did prior, but we wanted to make sure that we did the lessons learned and identify where are the opportunities. Because our commercially reasonable efforts putting forth is going to make sure that we move towards those goals.
And one thing you mentioned, an extra meeting, an extra public hearing, would that have to do with transportation specifically, with your work with the NFTA? Can you just explain that, clarify that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually outlined in the community benefits agreement to host a public forum, again, with a focus on the transportation hub. So we want to make sure we get that done this summer so that we're prepared for it in the next year's opening.
You feel like you're making headway with that hub and that it's going to be a really useful tool?
Yeah, the hub right now is probably a little bit further on the timeline, but we could get proactive now. That's why we want to make sure that we host something this summer.
What are some of the challenges facing ahead now? I mean, this is past now, but still working.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question of challenges. It's more or less what's next, right? We take everything in stride. Everything's going to be a beat. Everything's going to be assessed. Everything's going to be evaluated. So how we take it is step by step. I have this saying I go by, dancing to the beat of life. If you got rhythm, you can make things move. So.
transportation hub ideas, I don't know how much that's been brought up before, but that seems to be obviously a big, big central fixture for people that are going to be working at the stadium going forward, obviously.
But yeah, the transportation hub has been a part of the CBA since its inception, and we've been working with the NFTA on it.
How integral is it to have that in place?
It's a priority. It's very important for us. It's going to be located across from the stadium, where it's in a safe space for onboarding and offboarding.
Today's meeting was very, very good, very encouraging. We passed a resolution as to the things that we were working on regarding the public meeting. And looking at the emphasis of working with our youth and making sure that we give them some services, wraparound services, and opportunities for our youth to continue to grow and flourish. This year, we're looking at youth, and all of the information that we received from the public comments, they were very, very well received and very welcomed. We formed a working committee, and that working committee really got to the nuts and bolts of what the form of the community expressed to us. And that resolution was dealing strictly and solely with what the information that we received. So we're working diligently to make sure that we not only hear, but look at some practical applications and ways in which we can offer suggestions to the bills. And then they can work that system and make sure that some, if not all, of those initiatives are achieved.
And with the Buffalo Bills, I mean, we saw the list of community events that they've had recently. How will this resolution, you know, continue and help that, you know, helping with the working with the youth?
Well, first, it will let them know that they're visible. You know, sometimes the power of presence is what's needed in our communities to let people know that there's other opportunities, other chances, and other organizations that care about them. People don't know how much you care until you show them how much you care. And the Bills have been one of those organizations that have been in our community and even have more of a presence in our community. I want to thank the Bills organization and also Penny Samaya. He's been leading that charge. He's been that public face. He's almost everywhere. So it's good to have someone with that type of energy and concern for the community. So the Bills are making a giant effort to be more visible in the community, in the outskirts of the community. So it's not just in the Highlands, they're getting deep down into the trenches of the community, letting them know that there's opportunity, letting them know that they care, and that's very commendable.
I know we didn't really have any public comments today, but what are some of the comments you have been hearing from the community, either in regards to something that they would like to see or even the progress?
Well, one of the things that they would like to see is how can we have more opportunity for minorities, women-owned businesses to be a part of the process. And we're working on that now. In the report that Penny has brought forth, it showed the number of small businesses, women and minority businesses, and local businesses and regional businesses that have been a part of the process. So that was going to continue. That was just during construction, but now post-construction, we're dealing with that segment as well. We want to be more encouraging and more informational to get more people involved. Development by GEMS has been putting on different programs to help minority and women-owned businesses to become certified. Now, that's just to become certified. That doesn't mean that they will have a contract or but it means that they will have an opportunity to do more with that certification. So one of the hardest parts for a lot of businesses is to become MWBE certified. So the Bills are offering these organizations, these businesses, the opportunity to become MWBE certified. So now they can also look at other opportunities across New York State because they have that certification. So it's a win-win. Not only is job creation, not only information on how to receive MWBEs, but the opportunity for them to launch out on their own and to be a part of the process.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.